This is the Pitch Vision Academy show number 90. This is the Pitch Vision Academy cricket show number 90. You can find us at pitchvision.com and email us on mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com. My name's David Hinchliffe, and this week I'm joined by Pitch Vision Academy coach Nick Northcote. Nick is a batsman wicketkeeper with first-class experience and international honours for Italy. And Nick has an e-book on wicketkeeping out at the moment called Wicketkeeping, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering the Art. And that's available at pitchvision.com/academy. So we're going to use this chance to talk wicketkeeping and help out a young player who's emailed in. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dev. Thanks very much for having me.
So let's talk wicketkeeping coaching and specifically our friend Dan who's emailed in. Dan says, hi, I'm a 17-year-old keeper who's been behind the stumps for about 5 or 6 years, but had very little formal coaching. Everything I know is from match practice and from watching the pros, which is quite a common way for a lot of keepers to get their practice. I consider myself an able wicketkeeper, but I know I need a lot of work. And my main problem is my club doesn't offer any coaching for the keepers. I keep in third 11 in the Essex League most weekends, but recently I've been called up to the second 11. So he's looking to improve to make the step up to the next level. That's his background. So let's look at his problems now. He says, I've been told I keep with hard hands, and I think that's to do with rigid elbows and grabbing at the ball. What do I need to do to fix this, and are there any drills I can do? So Nick, what do you think? Have you ever worked with any keepers who catch with hard hands? How do you deal with that?
I actually think he's identified the big problem there, and that's the rigid elbows to start. Mm. I think when catching the ball and sort of especially when working on catching with soft hands, the key is to sort of try and extend that contact time, the contact time between the ball and your gloves, obviously. So a way to think about it would be to literally just nice and soft and relaxed arms and elbows, ride the ball. In other words, try and extend that time by moving your gloves in the direction of the sort of path of the ball. And I think, it's just practice makes perfect. And the best way to practice, I think, I don't know what you think, Dave, but would be the good old tennis ball drill. You know, have a coach knock a couple of tennis balls, either using a tennis racket or even a cricket bat if, you know, you want to start off at a slower pace. And start practice catching those first without your gloves and then maybe at a later stage with your gloves on too.
Yeah, the tennis ball's a really good one because you can it bounces out of your hands so much easier than a cricket ball does. So it kind of teaches you to be a bit more relaxed when the ball's coming into the glove. So yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, it's the constant repetition of doing it over and over again is the real secret. And you know, taking someone aside before every game and during every training session and getting them to hit you a few balls. That would be my secret. There, the secret is there is no secret.
Yeah, I think it is one of those things that, like, people underestimate the amount of time that is required, you know, to become a good wicketkeeper. And you know, you can't actually take things like soft hands for granted. It's just practice, practice, practice. And it literally is. Every time you practice your batting, you should be doing, you know, half an hour, 1 hour of your keeping and working on those weak points. So it gets boring and repetitive sometimes, but if you want to sort of take that sort of, you know, step up to the next level, that's the sort of dedication that's required.
So moving on to his next issue, he talks about footwork and specifically standing back. He says, I don't get across enough, so I collect the ball, but often away from my body or over the outside hip. And if a seamer's bowling at the stumps and it gets an edge, I tend to follow the ball, step across the leg, and then I'm in the wrong position to catch the ball. Presumably he means an outside edge and he's going down the leg side and they get an outside edge. So is there anything you can do about that?
Definitely. I think a couple of key things. It's a tricky one because, you know, traditionally you always coach to, obviously you need to pick up the line of the ball as soon as possible or as early as possible out of the bowler's hand and then get him to position as quickly as possible. But it is a tricky one, the one that he picks up with, you know, with maybe a bowler angling it into the right hander as an example. And you know, right-hander edging it. So obviously the keeper's moving down the leg side, sort of in direction of the ball, and the batsman maybe gets an outside edge towards first slip. The key is really, you know, if you see it coming out of the bowler's hand and sort of angled into the right-hander, not to move down the leg side unless it's going far enough down the leg side for the batsman to play it there, or that if it misses the batsman, it will miss leg stump too. So that if he does sort of play a straight bat shot and get an outside edge, you're still in position to take the catch. So other than that, yeah, look to get into position as early as possible. I think stay side on as much as possible. In other words, with your chest facing the ball, nice bended knees on the balls of your feet, and then shuffle sideways. That's really the basic technique to standing back and getting into good positions.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And this is another one where it's all about drilling. It's all about somebody, you know, you standing a couple of feet away from where someone's hitting the ball and then moving across and getting your feet to the ball as quickly as you can. Because if you rely on your hands, then there's such a small area to cover. I played in a game this weekend, as it happened, where the wicketkeeper was very good, had very good hands, but he barely moved his feet. So even a ball that was slightly wide down the offside, you know, not even a wide, you know, just something that the batsman could leave, he'd have to dive to, and he would take it one-handed, and everyone would say, "Well, that's a good take, well done, keeper." But he made it look spectacular when all he needed to do was take a quick step across and take it with two hands. So it's okay if you've got good hands, but you know, especially as you go up the levels, you want to get the feet moving as quickly as possible. And yeah, as you say, if it's a straight ball, don't commit to the leg side too early. Don't get your weight, if it's a right-hander, don't get your weight on your left foot too early. Keep your weight balanced between the two. It doesn't matter so much if you move a little bit late to the leg side, but you know, if you move too early to go to the leg side and then the outside edge comes, then you're left looking like an idiot as it flies past your hands when you could have caught it easily.
Horrible. But I think also there the key is to identify, obviously if it's clearly going down the leg side, then once again into position as soon as possible. It's just that sort of straight or possibly hitting leg stump line that you don't want to commit, like you said, Dev. And I think also the other thing about footwork and handwork, what, you know, the best keepers in the world are often the ones that dive the least. I think back to like Dave Richardson, Ian Healy.
Yeah.
You hardly ever saw them diving when they took balls down the leg side. You know, it's just because their feet moved so well. And like you said, at that level, at that higher level, the margin of error is just so much smaller. And footwork is really what it's all about.
Good. The last question I think is quite a common one, and it's about standing up. He says, when standing up, I tend to take a step backwards when taking the ball. It's just an instinct, and I'm trying to correct it by having a wider stance so that I can step across to stand up fully instead of going backwards.
Yeah, the only problem with a wide stance is that it really limits your footwork and your ability to move down the leg side or even wider of the off stump. Yeah, so ideally what you really want to do is you want to keep your feet not wider than shoulder width apart, once again on the balls of your feet, and be able to push off to either side, so either down the leg side or if it's really wide outside off stump, possibly that way too. And I think what happens is if your stance is too wide, you lose that ability to push off your inside foot and move freely, effectively.
And what about stepping back? What's the what's causing that? Is that one of those things that especially younger keepers have? You have that slight fear in the back of your mind, so you're stepping back instinctively.
I think it is. I think it's once again just a confidence issue, you know, and like you say, a practice issue too. It's so important to stay, once again, even more important when you're standing up, to stay chest on and to keep your gloves and your body as close to the wickets as possible. Obviously, you can't sort of cross that line. You can't get in front or be taking the ball in front of the wickets, because then it's judged a no ball. You want to be keeping your gloves as close to, you know, behind, but as close to the wickets as possible, so that you reduce the angle of any edge and also the time that it takes to take the bales off if you're looking for a stumping. So with regards to the problem of maybe stepping back and taking the ball back, I think it really is just a confidence issue. And once again, just practice. You know, I think the simplest drill, but if you can get someone to possibly throw, give you throwdowns as if you were batting, but just standing up to a wicket and catching them on off awkward lengths, You just get so used to doing that that it becomes second nature almost, and that you get that confidence of, I'm going to be taking every ball cleanly, it's not going to be hitting me. The problem should probably end up solving itself. I don't know what you think, David.
I agree. Again, it's practice. And I think psychologically as well, if you're thinking, I'm going left and right, but I'm not going forwards or backwards, then you know, you're thinking yourself in that way, and you're just thinking head, hands and feet going left to right to get to the ball, then psychologically you're not thinking, oh, I'm worried that the ball's coming towards me. You're just thinking about, I'm worried where my head and my hands and my feet are when the ball arrives. And if you're thinking like that, then you're not going to be stepping back. That's the way I see it anyway. Yeah. And then, yeah, just again, practice it with a tennis ball and practice keeping your shape in correctly with your foot position in the correct place. And if you find yourself stepping back with a tennis ball, then maybe do it from a set position. So you start in the finished position and just get someone to throw you the ball. And then you can move from your stance to that position and sort of break it down as slowly as you can until you get the feel for it correctly. Well, thanks, Nick. I think we've covered all of Dan's questions. So thank you very much for your time today.
Cool. Absolute pleasure to be here, Dave.
And that's all we've got time for on the show today as well. We'll be back next week with another interview and answering some more of your questions. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us any cricket coaching or fitness or any other cricket tips related questions, you can by emailing us on mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com, or you can head over to pitchvision.com and you can contact us via the website. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll speak to you again next week.